Your fever is high and the pressure to log in at work is too. But when you finally decide to take care of you, there's Instacart. Just because that one perfect coworker of yours is attending all meetings, camera on while she's sneezing, coughing and aching, doesn't mean you have to do the same. Take it from us. Trying to stay on top of things will only get you further behind. Instead, get everything from tissues and teas to cough suppressants and comforting soups delivered through Instacart in as fast as 30 minutes. If anyone needs anything, they can just redirect their questions to that one perfect coworker of yours.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
Achoo. Bless you. Hey, have you tried Instacart for spring allergy relief? You can order decongestants, antihistamines, and more through Instacart from stores like CVS, Walgreens, and Costco, delivered in as fast as 1 hour. Because those red, watery eyes need relief now. Achoo. And that sneeze means you do not want to venture out into all that pollen. Achoo. And that's your cue to download the Instacart app and get free delivery on your first 3 orders. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
Live from the palatial yet not overly ostentatious studios of CBS Sports Radio here in beautiful New York City, sitting on top of the 10th floor of 345 Hudson Street. Welcome on into what is a Wednesday edition of the Zach Gelb Show across all the great local CBS Sports Radio affiliates, Sirius XM, Channel 158, the free Odyssey app, and of course streaming live on YouTube, youtube.com/CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS is the number to jump on in, 855-212-4227. You could always get at me on Instagram, where I'm straight flexing, or via the good old cesspool of Twitter, at Zach Gelb. That's Z-A-C-H-G-E-L-B. Got Moist Mike, got Stuart Kovacs rocking and rolling all the way up until 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific. John Fanta is going to stop by, one of the more electric voices covering college basketball right now going on, as we got the Sweet 16 that will tip off tomorrow. And then at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific, we'll do a little college football fix with the new head coach of Alabama, friend of show, Kalen DeBoer. You know, two things are on my mind to start the show today. Number one, anyone that says the NCAA tournament needs to be expanded, you're so wrong. Because I was walking into work today, and I was singing One Shining Moment, and I thought to myself, okay, we have the Sweet 16, we have the Elite Eight, that will all be done by the end of this weekend, and then next week we're off to Phoenix, as we'll be there for Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday doing shows from the site of the Final Four. You have the Final Four Saturday, and then you have the championship game on that Monday evening. To me, does anyone need to see more college basketball? Like, this is the perfect fix of college basketball, and we don't need any more expansion of the NCAA tournament. And my fear, if and when they expand the tournament, because they're all about the dinero and they're all about the greed, is that it's going to water down the greatness of the NCAA tournament. Like, I know that they've expanded the tournament numerous times throughout the years, but if you can't make the tournament in 68 teams, I don't need to see you. I'm sorry. I don't. And I know people are going to say, well, what happens when the SEC and the Big Ten has inevitably more expansion? Okay, that doesn't mean we then need to put 12 teams in from the SEC or 12 teams in from the Big Ten into the NCAA tournament. And also, I think that's a big misnomer. Now, if we go to eventually a day where the Big Ten and the SEC combine forces and it's the haves and the have-nots, that's a different thing. But if we stay with this current structure where it's pretty much the Big 12, the ACC, the SEC, and the Big 10, and I know then you factor in the Big East too with their dominance in college basketball. You look at the Big 10, you look at the SEC, which is still going to be driven by football dollars. Even look at Kentucky. Remember when John Calipari had to apologize for saying they're a basketball school because Mark Stoops got offended with the football program and how much money still the football program does bring in with all their TV contracts? But eventually these TV networks are going to go to the Big 10 and going to go to the SEC, and they're going to say, we're not going to give you more money. Like, for every school that you join, you're just going to have to divide up the money we give you equally to those schools. So I do think that a lot of people believe that there's going to be a lot more expansion in the Big Ten and in the SEC. I've always said this. The Big Ten and the SEC are going to be selective on who they bring in. A brand like Notre Dame obviously will always be seeked after and sought after. A brand like Clemson and Florida State, they could be attractive. But really outside of that, knowing that football drives the train, you could probably come up with a few more brands and a few more schools, I'm sure. But it's not as if the Big Ten and the SEC are going to be actively trying to get a boatload more schools into their conferences like many people do believe. So that was something that I was thinking about today. Another thing that I was thinking about is quarterbacks that are due for a contract extension or can hit free agency in 2 years or less based off of our Dak Prescott conversation yesterday where the Dallas Cowboys and Dak Prescott have an understanding that they're not going to get a new contract done this offseason. It is unlikely. Dak Prescott has a no trade clause. Dak Prescott has a no tag clause. And if Dak Prescott wants to, there is this road where Dak Prescott can meet and reach free agency next year. And if he wants to, he could leave the Dallas Cowboys. And I said this yesterday, in the best interest of Dak Prescott, who I've been critical of before, I don't think you win a Super Bowl with Dak. I think Dak is just a good quarterback, not a great quarterback who doesn't get the job done in clutch moments. But the Cowboys have almost made Dak a sympathetic figure because of the fact of all the drama and the BS, where even though I don't love Dak as a quarterback, he is deemed to be a franchise quarterback. And yes, the Cowboys have eventually paid him in the past, but with all the games that they play and all the inconsistencies that they play with their messaging in the media, it is disrespectful at times. And I do believe Dak can go get a big contract from a handful of teams, if not more than a handful of teams, next offseason. And you got to make the decision, do you think there's a better spot for you than what Dallas currently presents? Because Dallas has been stuck in the last 20, 25 years of their apex just being a good team. Never a team that you look at that you say, I'm confident they're going to get to a Super Bowl, or I'm confident they're going to get to an NFC title game. So I'm going to just issue out a list here. You have Dak Prescott, you have Brock Purdy, Jordan Love, Jared Goff, and Trevor Lawrence. You look at all their contracts individually. Jared Goff, unrestricted free agent, coming up next offseason. Brock Purdy, unrestricted free agent in 2026. Dak Prescott, unrestricted free agent next offseason. Tua Tagovailoa, unrestricted free agent next offseason. Trevor Lawrence, unrestricted free agent in 2026. Jordan Love, unrestricted free agent next offseason. Out of those guys, Jared Goff, Brock Purdy, Dak Prescott, Tua Tagovailoa, Trevor Lawrence, and Jordan Love, if you had to take a flyer on someone for the next 5 years, out of that group, and who you think is the best quarterback and who will be the best quarterback, who is the quarterback that you're going to have the most confidence in? I'm going to go around the room here before I give my answer. I don't want an explanation, Stu. I don't want an explanation, Samter. I just want the name. For the next 5 years, who's the quarterback that you'll have the most confidence in that's due an extension a year or two from now, or maybe as soon as this offseason, out of Brock Purdy, Jared Goff, Dak Prescott, Tua Tagovailoa, Trevor Lawrence, or Jordan Love? Stu, who's your quarterback?
Jordan Love.
Jordan Love. Samter, who's your quarterback?
I think I'm going to have to do the same. Jordan Love.
And then my quarterback? Dun, 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 dun. Man, maybe we should do a drum roll here. Ready? Jordan Love. 3 for 3. So I now have to apologize to Jordan Love because that means your career is screwed. Because if all three of us, as Chris Berman would say, we're all on Jordan Love and the Packers, that means we're going to end up on one of those like freezing cold takes, old takes exposed kind of memes. We're all hyping up one guy and one of the other guys end up being the better player. So let's do this then. Another exercise. Since we're all in agreement on Jordan Love, take Jordan Love off the table. Jared Goff, Brock Purdy, Dak Prescott, Tua Tagovailoa, Trevor Lawrence. Who's the quarterback out of that group, excluding Jordan Love, that you have the most confidence in for the next 5 years? I'll start with Samter here, out of the gate this time. Who would be the quarterback, Samter?
Oh, man. I guess if you're twisting my arm, Jared Goff?
Oh, not very confident. No, I guess, I mean, like, if you're twisting my arm.
Like, all of them can be really Jared good, Goff. But I don't have, like, I don't have a lot. Like, Trevor Lawrence, I think, has the highest ceiling, but he's failed a lot.
Okay, hold on. I don't want a whole explanation.
I'm going Goff. Going Goff.
Gotcha. Stu?
It is between two guys. Goff was one of them, but I will pick Tua.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Trevor Lawrence because in year one, Trevor Lawrence got screwed by Urban Meyer. In year two, he looked like the Trevor Lawrence that we thought he could be. And then in year number three, he regressed. There were some injuries, though, associated with that. But just look at this. We all were in agreement on the first guy. But then for the second guy, it was like, Jared Goff, Stu confidently said Tua, and then I said Trevor Lawrence. It shows you how tough the decisions are right now when it comes to paying quarterbacks. Like, if this is a Joe Burrow, if this is a Patrick Mahomes, if this is even a Justin Herbert, there is all a resounding, yes, let's go pay the quarterback. Stu, I'm laughing. And if you're just listening to us on the radio, you can't see. But if you want to
stream
in.
I wish that would have been on camera. That would have been great.
On youtube.com/CBS Sports Radio. You're not on camera right there?
Oh, I am.
You're right, I am.
Oh, maybe the camera caught me.
So I was very distracted to start the show.
Sorry, Zach.
Because Stu is stuffing his face with a burrito. What kind of burrito
is
that?
It's an energy bar.
Oh, it's an energy bar?
Yeah.
Wow, my vision
energy
is
bar.
Terrible.
It's a white energy bar, to be fair. So gotcha. I could see how it looks like a burrito. But
you were like hiding it off to the left of where you sit. I just thought because of the wrapping, it looked like tinfoil to me. So I just assumed it was a burrito. So Stu is stuffing his face with an energy bar. And I was about to say right out of the gate, well, Stu, what are you stuffing your face with? And then Stu just, this may not be nice, but I saw a headline similar to it today. Stu kind of pulled a Tiki Barber. And he just fumbled away the energy bar. Now, the only reason why the Tiki...
Oh, ouch, that's not fair.
No, and I love Tiki, and we just saw him. But the only reason why I saw the fumbling line was on the tip of my cabeza, the tip of my tongue, too, is because Peter Schwartz did a great article on Barrett Sports Media today about Tiki Barber. And whoever wrote the headline, it was a very nasty headline. It was like something along the lines of Tiki Barber isn't fumbling away his shot on New York radio. And I'm like, geez, Tiki sits down with Barrett Sports Media, sits down with Peter Schwartz. And let's be real, he's doing Peter a solid. And that's the headline? So or at least I saw it on the tweet. I don't know if it was on the website. But I thought that was a little harsh. So the Tiki fumbling was just right on the tip of my tongue today. But what's wrong with you? Why are you fumbling an energy bar?
I don't know. I was excited to finish it. I had like two bites of it left, and it just fumbled away. Bye-bye energy bar. I should have had a burrito. It probably wouldn't have happened. I wouldn't have fumbled it.
Maybe I should have said that Stu was more like Rashard Mendenhall of the Steelers. Maybe we go that instead of a colleague and a friend, a dear friend, in Tiki Barber. But anyway, getting back to the bigger point, it just illustrates how difficult it is to determine if you have the guy at the franchise quarterback. So I'm going to separate this into three tiers. Out of those guys that we just mentioned, Trevor Lawrence, Tua Tagovailoa, Dak Prescott, Brock Purdy, Jared Goff, and Jordan Love. Who are the quarterbacks where the team should get it done right now and should pay them right now? Who are the teams that should wait on paying their quarterback? And then who are the quarterbacks that should want out? Let me start out with the should want out category first. Dak Prescott should want out. Coming up in about 10 minutes, I'll give you the destinations for Dak Prescott's next team a year from now. But I believe Jerry Jones and Dak Prescott, that relationship should be coming to an end. It feels like it's a couple that they know that they've had a good marriage, a good run, but the love is starting to fade away for one another. And you keep on going to therapy. You keep on kicking the word divorce and the can of the word divorce down the road. And inevitably, I do believe the two of them are going to get a divorce. Maybe the papers and the separation agreement is being authored right now. And a year from now, they'll cross the T's and they'll dot the I's. But I think Dak Prescott should want out from the drama Dallas choking Cowboys. Now, in the category of wait, it's Tua Tagovailoa and it's Brock Purdy. Brock Purdy is on such a cheap, and I mean a cheap, team-friendly deal right now because Brock Purdy was Mr. Irrelevant. I don't think there should be any rush by the 49ers, and I know Jed York may disagree, but I don't think we need to rush after 1 year of seeing Brock Purdy, really. And I know he's played for a year and a half in giving him this crazy contract. Because you should capitalize off of the fact that you could go pay other people and wait to restructure and renegotiate all these other contracts when you ultimately have to pay Brock Purdy a big deal. Like Brock Purdy this year, coming up in 2024, his cap hit is a little over $1 million. In 2025, it's $1.1 million. And you could still go down the franchise tag road when he hits free agency in 2026. Let me see some sustained success from Brock Purdy before I rush to issue him a new contract. And I'll say the same thing about Tua. Tua, up until this season, it was, can he stay healthy? And is Tua ever going to be an elite quarterback? Tua had a good season this past year. But we're one injury away next year from all those injury concerns propping back up. So I would just say, for the Miami Dolphins, when Tua is not expected to hit free agency until 2025, and you still have the franchise tag route, let me just see Tua entering the final year of his deal, be able to repeat, if not improve, what he did a year ago, and then in all likelihood, you'll give him an extension a year from now. Now, the get it done now category, I would pay Jordan Love right now. I know you could franchise tag him, things like that, and he's an unrestricted free agent next year. But what Jordan Love did in year one, he's just scratching the surface. Because a lot of us weren't optimistic about Jordan Love. But what the Packers have done in the last 30 years, let's say, it's death taxes and getting the quarterback right. Now, I'm not saying Love's a Hall of Famer. I'm not saying Love will win a Super Bowl. But with what I saw from Jordan Love last year, I think bare minimum he could be a good quarterback in this league, with the ceiling of being anywhere between like a top five, top seven guy in this league. That's how impressed I was with Jordan Love. And it's not like the Packers have the greatest wide receivers in the world. Like, yeah, Christian Watson has some untapped potential. Romeo Doubs is a solid player. But it's not like they have guys that are top 10 wide receivers in the NFL right now. Like, he doesn't have an A.J. Brown. He doesn't have a Tyreek Hill. He doesn't have a Stephon Diggs, like what Josh Allen and Tua Tagovailoa and Jalen Hurts does have. So I was impressed with what Jordan Love was able to do this year with less. And I would try to get this deal done as soon as possible. Jared Goff, you got to. The Lions have been miserable for so long. They have a Super Bowl window here for the next 3 years. Don't let this become a distraction with free agency hitting Jared Goff next year. I would get this deal done this offseason. Now, I think this will be the most controversial one. Because you could say, well, let's see some sustained success, Zach. You even said it yourself with Tua and Brock Purdy. The problem with Trevor Lawrence, he is the franchise for the Jaguars. Like, the Dolphins, the first player you think of is Tyreek Hill. The 49ers, the first player you think of is Christian McCaffrey. You could say Debo. You could go Nick Bosa. It's not the quarterback. The Jaguars don't have this great fan base. The Jaguars don't have this great following. The Jaguars aren't this great legendary team. They need Trevor Lawrence to work. And even though it's been up and down so far, and it would kind of be insane to double down, I almost think you have to double down. And you just have to hope that it works. And maybe you could get, I don't know if it's a discount right now, but you get it out of the way now. Because if he does pop off the way that we thought he could, then the price is only going to go up and up and up from here on out. So when I look at those quarterbacks, I think Dak should want out. I think the Dolphins and the 49ers should wait right now on extending Tua and Brock Purdy. And the teams that I think should get a deal done now without question, the Packers with Jordan Love, the Lions with Jared Goff. And even though it's been up and down the roller coaster ride and on the seesaw for Trevor Lawrence, I still think the Jaguars have to get a deal done with Trevor Lawrence. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Out of Brock Purdy, Jared Goff, Dak Prescott, Tua Tagovailoa, Jordan Love, and Trevor Lawrence, who's the quarterback for the next 5 years that you have the most confidence in? I'm with Jordan Love, Stu's with Jordan Love, and Samter is with Jordan Love. Sometimes they say the show is very negative. We're all about love, clearly, on the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. Five destinations for Dak Prescott. We'll give them to you in 5 minutes when the Zach Gelb Show returns.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
Instacart shoppers know groceries. They know that you can't make guacamole with rock hard avocados. They know how to quickly find those peanut butter pretzels you can never find. And they keep you in the know by giving you updates about your order along the way. Let Instacart shoppers help take shopping off your plate so you can get time and energy back for what really matters. Visit instacart.com or download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum order $10. Additional terms apply. Instacart. Add life to cart.
Alrighty, rocking and rolling on this Wednesday. It is the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. Dak Prescott and the Dallas Cowboys are nowhere close to getting a contract extension done. It is now unexpected, and not expected, I should say, for the Cowboys to reach a long-term agreement this offseason with Dak Prescott. So, Dak Prescott, he could go into free agency next year because he has a no-tag clause in his contract. And Dak has all the leverage because Dak is a good quarterback, not a great quarterback, but in this league, we see it, and Dak has benefited from it before. Good quarterbacks get paid elite, great quarterback money. So the Cowboys, they have a decision to make. Do they want to pay Dak Prescott? But Dak could say, this is now the second time you kind of dragged me along here. Maybe there's a better destination or a better fit for me somewhere else. So let's just play into this game a little bit. Let's say at the end of the year, it's Dak Prescott who goes to Jerry Jones and says, Jerry, I love you. I don't want to do this anymore, though. I'm breaking up with you. You're not breaking up with me. I'm going to put together a list of five potential Dak Prescott destinations a year from now. In at number five, the New York Giants. Daniel Jones, not the answer. Even if Daniel Jones is the week one starter this season, the Giants are telling you right now that they don't believe in Daniel Jones. Now, I understand. A lot of people are projecting the Giants to take a quarterback at six. What happens, though, if we see a team jump past the Giants at six into the fourth spot, into the fifth spot, that are currently occupied by the Cardinals and the Chargers, who have Kyler Murray, who have Justin Herbert, and there could be some teams looking to jump the Giants because in all likelihood, you're going to see quarterbacks go off the board one, two, and three. And the four most sought-after quarterbacks right now in this draft class appear to be Caleb Williams is going to the Bears, Jaden Daniels, Drake May, and then J.J. McCarthy. I don't think the Giants, if you see those four quarterbacks go four out of the first five picks, I don't believe the Giants are just taking a quarterback to take a quarterback and then they select Michael Penix Jr. in at six. So the Giants could steal Dak Prescott away from the Dallas Cowboys a year from now. It would be juicy. In at number four, this team is trying their damnedest to go get a quarterback this offseason. They said goodbye to Kirk Cousins. I don't think it'd really make a whole lot of sense a year from now to say goodbye to Kirk Cousins and then the following season bring in Dak Prescott. But I look at the Minnesota Vikings as a destination for Dak that would be wonderful. And the Vikings right now are just outside the top 10. They're trying to trade up. But what happens if they can't trade up? You still have Justin Jefferson, who's about to get an enormous extension. You have Jordan Addison. You have TJ Hockenson. Now you just brought in Aaron Jones. Dak Prescott in a dome? Dak Prescott with those weapons? That's better than what he's had in Dallas. And that's no disrespect because CeeDee Lamb is a really good wide receiver. But CeeDee Lamb isn't Justin Jefferson. Number three. Got a good coach though, who's starting to get the overrated tag. It didn't work out with Russell Wilson, but how about the Denver Broncos? Because I think the Broncos are passing on this season. So the Broncos could have an elite draft pick next year in the first round, and then you could also bring in a quarterback like Dak Prescott that's only going to cost you money and won't cost you draft picks like Russell Wilson did. I think the Broncos become an intriguing destination for Dak Prescott. Now, when we get to the final two, I wonder where Stu's going to go with this one. Stu, a year from now, let's say you don't get McCarthy. Let's say you don't get Drake May or Jaden Daniels in this draft or Michael Penix Jr. Let's say the Raiders either trade back or they take the best player available that's not a quarterback. You need a quarterback. You have Davante Adams still for now. You have Max Crosby. Antonio Pierce, there's some positive kind of vibes around the Las Vegas Raiders. You haven't had a great quarterback in a long time, right? The last great quarterback you had was Gannon when he won the MVP, and that wasn't really sustained success. So you look at the Raiders when Derek Carr was like the best quarterback they've had in the last 10 years. It shows you why you've been a stinky, incompetent, dysfunctional disaster of an organization. Would you want Dak Prescott a year from now on the Raiders?
Yeah, I'd have to. I mean, he'd probably be the best quarterback they've ever had, or at least, you know, maybe second after Plunkett. You know, he'd be that good. So I think they'd have to. If Dak wanted to come to Vegas, they would have to almost do it.
And also, it would probably keep Davante Adams happy. Because the Davante Adams thing, they were able to push it to the back burner for this year. That goes right to the front burner if, let's just say, the Raiders don't have a quarterback this year and they're rocking and rolling with Aiden O'Connell and Gardner Minshew, and this is a very underwhelming season for the Raiders. And finally, let's say Dak Prescott goes to the Cowboys next year. Let's say he says, I'm hitting free agency. You can't tag me. It's in my contract. I want out. Jerry Jones, I want nothing to do with you. I believe the best destination for Dak Prescott next year, staying in the NFC, going out west, and joining the Seattle Seahawks. The Seahawks have a new coach in Mike McDonald. The Seahawks have a good roster, and they have some talented players on the offensive side of the ball. DK Metcalf, Tyler Lockett, Jaxon Smith-Njigba. You have Kenneth Walker at the running back position. I believe the Seahawks are set up for the long term better than the Dallas Cowboys are. And Dak Prescott could be tired with all the drama, could be tired with all the nonsense in Jerry's world. And if that's the case, and they allow him to hit free agency next year, which he could control, and he has the right and he has the ability and the power to hit free agency, I would really be attracted to the Seattle Seahawks because I like that roster. I like that team. You also have the 49ers that have been there. They've been close, but they haven't got the job done. How many more years is their window really open? The Rams, Stafford's getting up there in age. Aaron Donald just retired. I believe the Seahawks could be a good player in a weak NFC for years to come, getting Dak Prescott. And that's coming from someone that doesn't even think Dak Prescott is this great quarterback. But going to Seattle would be really good for Dak Prescott. All righty, those are my top five destinations for Dak Prescott a year from now. Giants at 5, Vikings at 4, Broncos at 3, Raiders at 2, and the Seahawks in at 1. We'll take a break. When we come on back, we'll update you on some of the biggest stories in the world of sports with some audio. We call that segment the News Brief. But first up, with the latest CBS Sports Radio update, here he is, the Ackman, Rich Ackerman.
Celebrate and save at Ashley's Anniversary Sale. With Hot Buys, your choice of colors starting at just $3.99. Ashley Sleep Mattresses starting at $2.50. Plus, receive a free adjustable base with select mattress purchases. And shop top mattress brands like Stearns & Foster, Tempur-Pedic, Purple, and Beautyrest Black with 60-month special financing only at Ashley. Subject to credit approval, no minimum purchase required. Minimum monthly payment, down payment, tax, and delivery may be required. See store for details.
Shall I take your order, or do you need a minute?
Yes, I'll be ready. Just buying a car on Carvana.
What?
It's super convenient. I already got pre-qualified in 2 minutes. All I had to do was answer a few questions.
What? That's handy.
Yeah, now I'm customizing my down and monthly payments.
What? That's an exquisite deal.
And just like that, Carvana's delivering my car in a couple days.
What?
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I'll have the burrito.
Visit Carvana.com to finance your next car.
Financing subject to credit approval. Delivery fees may apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Time for your daily news brief. We get you caught up on the rumors, reports, and reconnaissance from the day in sports.
Tinky Barber's favorite running back, Saquon Barkley, was on the New Heights podcast, hosted by Jason Kelce and Travis Kelce. And the new member of the Philadelphia Eagles, Saquon Barkley, was trying to recruit Jason Kelce already out of retirement.
I'm like a kid in a candy store. I'm happy. I got a fresh start. I can't wait to meet everybody and just go out there and play ball.
Dude, it's going to be so fun to watch. It's going to be so fun to be a part of. It's going to be great.
You don't got to watch it, you know.
Before you ask me to come back, I'm not going to come back. I'm not doing it.
Jason Kelce can't come out of retirement. Like, if he just issued a goodbye letter and you walk off and ride off into the sunset, okay, you could come back. But when you sit at the podium and sob, like I've never seen someone cry before in retirement, and I loved his retirement press conference, but I don't think you could just say, oh yeah, in 2-3 months, I'm going to come on back and return to the Philadelphia Eagles. Now, I did see Jason Kelce was driving around the Philadelphia area yesterday. What kind of car do you think Jason Kelce has, Santer?
A truck of some sort, but like not like a super fancy one. Like maybe, I don't know, let's go with like a, a
Range Rover?
Yeah, that's too fancy. That's too fancy. Something like that, but not as nice.
So I would agree with you, and I've seen videos before of Jason Kelce driving around in a truck. He's gone fancy on us. You fancy, huh? He's driving around in a Tesla Cybertruck. This is the most 3D looking car I have ever seen. This is pretty damn cool.
It looks like something from a 1980s video game.
Yeah. You know the, what's that building right next to my apartment down in Financial District? Everyone goes to and they go get their Instagram photo. The Oculus building. It looks like the Oculus building if it was on a car. It's really 3D looking. Let's go to Jonathan Gannon, the head coach of the Cardinals. This is his answer on Kyler Murray. He's only getting better.
Being in the spring and going through spring, it's really going to help his development within our system with him as a player. You know, he's going to bank all those reps in spring. So, you know, that's why I say his best football is ahead of him, which is interesting to say because he's played at such a high level. But I really think that he's going to keep doing that.
A first impression goes a long way. For some reason, and Jonathan Gannon, for how little talent he had on the roster this year, had a solid season even though they're picking fourth in the draft. I can't get past Jonathan Gannon when he met one of the players for the first time and he was like, explosions. I just can't get past that. I couldn't even, I know what he said because I've heard the audio clip, but I can't even listen to whenever he speaks because all I think about is that one social media clip where he's like, we in or out on Jonathan Gannon. You buy him what he's building with Monty Austin for with the Arizona Cardinals, Samter. In or out?
I'm in.
Stu, in or out?
I'm in too.
I'm out. I'm out. I'm out on Gannon. Out. I think they got to draft Marvin Harrison Jr. But I don't know. Even though the players bought in this year with what he was selling, something just creeps me out about this guy. I can't quite put my finger on it though yet. And if I can, I'd probably be like, here is Jim Harbaugh, Ohio State's father, now the head football coach of the Los Angeles Chargers. He makes it clear that having the fifth pick in this draft is like having the first pick.
There's going to be a great player at five. You know, in some ways, there's talk of, you know, four quarterbacks going in the first four picks. Boy, if that happens, then that pick really becomes like the number one pick in the draft. If four quarterbacks go in the first four picks, that's not like the fifth pick anymore. That's like the number one pick of the draft for teams that, you know, have a great quarterback already.
Two things. One, I think Jim Harbaugh hyping up J.J. McCarthy recently is, yes, loyalty, but also he's trying to continue to drive the hype train so someone jumps past the Chargers, gets into that Cardinals spot, and they make sure that it's quarterbacks going 1, 2, 3, and 4. But what he just said is true for a team that has a quarterback. You have quarterbacks go 1, 2, 3, 4. You don't need a quarterback, so therefore you get the best non-QB available. And you could even then trade back. Or you could take an offensive lineman and build in the trenches with Joe Alt. Or you could get a Marvin Harrison Jr., Malik Nabers, who had his pro day today, Roma Dunze, whoever that player may be. So you guys know me. I'm very positive and very pro-Harbaugh. One thing I have to start questioning him about. Did you see that recently, since his family has not joined him yet in L.A., he's living in an RV? When you have that much money, I don't think you could be living in an RV. I'm sure it's a very luxurious RV, and Harbaugh is a strange dude. But Samter, you have all the money that Jim Harbaugh has. I'm not just waiting for my family to move out to L.A. with me until you go into the house that you're renting or you're buying, whatever, and living in an RV. I couldn't do that.
I'll be honest, it's fitting for Jim Harbaugh. It's kind of what I would expect from
him.
But
strange.
You know what? There's some people who are just RV people, right? There's just some people who just like being in an RV. It's kind of fun, right? Like, you got your own little space there. You know what? He seems like an RV guy. It takes a certain kind of person to be an RV person. I'm not knocking it, because I would love to have an RV. Without your family there, just you alone in an RV could be really fun.
So, Samter just bought a beautiful home in Connecticut, right? That's where you're moving to, Connecticut?
That's correct.
Would you rather live in an RV or the home that you just bought in Connecticut?
Full time, yes, I would live in my home, but I'm not really an RV person. For me, an RV would be to travel the country. I would absolutely travel the country in an RV. But if I was alone without my family for like a few weeks, while I'm getting my stuff settled down. Maybe he hasn't bought a house yet. Maybe he hasn't figured out exactly where they're going to live, or they haven't moved all the stuff in.
They are renting a place when his family joins
him. Right. So, like, I mean, that's part of it. Like, you know, maybe you don't want to start the renting process yet.
He could afford
move the stuff. Not that you can't afford it. You just don't want to do that. You don't want to, like, move into a place without your wife being there. She's going to decorate, help set the whole place up. You're busy doing work. You don't want to have to worry about any of that nonsense. You just want to have a place to sleep, be right near work, not have to worry about going back and forth. Boom, you're right there. I'm fine with it. And LA is not an easy place to commute. He probably has his RV right outside the facility. So, boom, he's right there. He wakes up, goes to sleep. Boom, done. All work all day, not have to worry about anything else. I love it.
The only time I would live out of an RV is if I had a wife, I had multiple children, and I wanted it to be a man cave escape. Kind of like, you remember Howie Mandel, who is a germaphobe, I'm pretty sure, and he would have a shed or another house built adjacent to his house, because whenever his kids or his wife got sick, he would then go into that man cave or into that other house because he was afraid of the germs. That's the only time I think I'd want an RV, is to get away from all the family and all the problems that naturally come when you do have a family. Here is Dave Roberts, the manager of the Dodgers. Will the change of interpreter impact his relationship with Shohei Ohtani?
I would argue that it's going to help relations internally, because there's no longer a buffer where I think that I've already seen it. You know, the last couple days, I think Shohei's been even more engaging with his teammates, and I think there's only upside to that.
So I don't think he's wrong. Because let's say if what Ohtani, and I'm still questioning what Otani's saying, but let's just play into this game. Let's say if what Ohtani's saying, that Ipe Mizuhara is very sleazy and he was lying and doing all this stuff. If this was about money that he was lying of, what else was he lying? And how isolated was he trying to keep Shohei Ohtani, because he never wanted to get caught with all the sleazy things that Ipe Mizuhara was doing? So I think when you have a situation like this, and you don't have your best bud as your interpreter, and then your interpreter gets exposed, it probably creates an awkward situation for Shohei and makes him now the new guy, even though he is the guy with the Dodgers. You got to kind of communicate with the teammates on your own, because he knows some English, but you got to talk to your teammates on your own, and you don't have this guy standing there, Ipe Mizuhara, who had such a good relationship with Shohei Ohtani, but maybe wasn't as truthful with Shohei Ohtani. So I think this whole experience, yes, he still needs a translator. Yes, they've already appointed him a new translator, as you found out from the press conference. But I think it makes him now have to be a little bit more independent instead of just relying on Ipe Mizuhara. Let's go to Luka Doncic. I'm not even going to give you the slug line here. Just play the audio. Go ahead, Stu.
You're hearing the MVP shouts from your teammate. We talked to Jason Kidd pregame, and he called you Superman. He called Kyrie Batman. What's that chemistry been like between you two superheroes on this team?
He's the Batman, I'm the Robin. Just amazing, man. Having him on our team is amazing, man. But that's our basketball. He's just a great person, and we all get along so well. So it's just, the chemistry is really good right now.
What an ass kisser. Seriously. Pucker up some more, Luka Doncic. Are you kidding me? You're the Robin and Kyrie is the Batman? Oh, yeah, because it's Kyrie is this great human being, obviously. Give me a break. This is just sucking up to Kyrie because you're afraid that if you don't say something that Kyrie enjoys and you don't kiss ass to Kyrie Irving, then he'll eventually explode and this team would just be a team that can't really do much. Ugh, that's insufferable. And, you know, coming from Luka, it makes it a little bit all right. It felt like it was tongue-in-cheek a little bit, but he has to continue to massage Kyrie because of how sensitive Kyrie Irving is. Let's go to De'Aaron Fox. Does he face the media to be a leader?
Is this like something you're kind of making a point of doing for some reason in turn, you know, just leading this team and kind of showing that accountability? And
as far as talking to y'all?
Yeah, just, you know.
I don't get out of that. I don't get nothing out of that. They ask me, I do it.
But for the team, so it really doesn't mean anything. In terms
they don't
just
give a if I come up here and talk, I'll tell you that. But no, I mean, I get no joy in this after a win or a loss. My team doesn't care if I come up here in a blowout win or a blowout loss. So
sorry I brought it up.
I mean, it is what it is.
I've always liked De'Aaron Fox. Like, if you asked me before the start of the season, who are your top five favorite players in the NBA? Dame Lillard would be on that list for me. Giannis Antetokounmpo, would be on that list for me. Somewhere, De'Aaron Fox would be on that list for me. De'Aaron Fox, after that answer, may be my favorite player in the NBA now. Samter, that is a gold, and I mean a gold answer. It's such a bizarre question, too. You know, talking to us, right? Like, I'm a media member. You know, it sounds like whoever that guy is, I don't know if he's pretentious or not. Like, it's some honor to talk to us, and it shows leadership to talk to us. Like, I understand sometimes athletes disrespect the media, but what a great, truthful, transparent answer there by De'Aaron Fox on a question that was so stupid.
I mean, they lost by 40 last night, so kind of the question was like, hey, is this you trying to be a leader after a blowout loss?
And take ownership. To take the
front and center and take the slings and arrows from the media after a bad loss. Is this you? And he's like, nah. He's like, they asked me to do it, so I do it. Man. But, like, it was so odd. The look on his face, too, if you watch the video, he just had no interest in being there.
And finally, let's go to Jerry Jones on Dak Prescott's contract situation. Here's Jerry Jones.
Not taking anything away from Dak wants to do any and everything he can on and off the field to help us win. So we are where we are. We have our contract. We're locked and loaded for this year. And we can see as we move along how we are thinking, we inclusive of everybody here, us, Dak, and we'll see what we do. I don't have anything to report today.
More drama, more unanswered questions, more speculation with the drama Dallas choking Cowboys. It's not a guarantee that Dak is going to want to say, okay, let's split at the end of this season. But man, Dak, if you were really their guy, wouldn't they have taken care of you by now? This is now two contract negotiations. Last time they eventually took care of you, but it was a long, long, long time. Do you want to go through this nonsense again? I think Dak would be better off away from the Dallas Cowboys. Get away from Jerry. Get away from Dallas and go somewhere else. John Fanta joins us next. We'll talk some hoops.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
Listen up. I won't sugarcoat it. This is the longest cold, flu, and allergy season we've ever seen, but we're not alone. We've got Instacart. Sure, you may be a coughing snot faucet who just wants mommy, but you're not giving up! Not when cold medicine, fragrant herbal teas, and honey shaped like bears can be delivered through Instacart in as fast as 30 minutes! Now let's go win the sick playoffs!
Daddy, I just want my soup.
Oh, sorry, Sport App says it'll be here in a few minutes. Instacart for the win.
Celebrate and save at Ashley's Anniversary Sale. With Hot Buys, your choice of colors starting at just $3.99. Ashley Sleep Mattresses starting at $2.50. Plus, receive a free adjustable base with select mattress purchases. And shop top mattress brands like Stearns & Foster, Tempur-Pedic, Purple, and Beautyrest Black with 60-month special financing only at Ashley. Subject to credit approval, no minimum purchase required. Minimum monthly payment, down payment, tax, and delivery may be required. See store for details.